Welcome to the Inspire Ladies podcast, where through the mess, with all of the stress, we are completely blessed. No matter where you're at in your journey, if you're a seasoned Christian or still discovering the journey that God has set for you, we encourage you to take a listen. We are your hosts, Ashley Eberts
and Kyla Vincent. Grab your coffee or your sweet tea and let's see what the Lord has for us today.
Hi, everybody. We're back and we're here for our March podcast. And we are so excited because we have a special guest with us today that needs no introduction because she's that cool. But I will let her introduce herself.
I'm Heather Mitchell. And I am here today because I volunteered to be the fellowship director for our Inspire Ladies ministry. And I wanted to tell everybody a little bit about that. A little bit about me. I love people. And Kyla and Ashley are both my friends, and so that's they right. know this about me. But one of the things that that I really love is friendship and connecting people. I am an extroverted extrovert, and I just love, I do love being around people, but I don't want anybody to feel left out. Yes. I want people to be connected. And even if that doesn't mean that they necessarily have to be friends with me, I like connecting them to other, because, you know, like, I could be a friend to everybody.
That is true.
But it's also important to have a wide range of friends that can uplift you and encourage you. And we need different people in our lives for different reasons. And so one of the things that is my goal and our goal as a ladies ministry is to bring the connection of the fellowship part of life, to do life more together, and to just have friendships and not do life by ourselves.
How did you find Southern Hills?
When we were looking to move to Las Vegas, we were situated on the south side of the city, and we wanted to move to a church that was close to us and not go 30 minutes to the other side of the city for church. So we actually moved here August 1st, and we missed the 10th anniversary Sunday at Southern Hills because we went with Chris's family to their church. And then we came the week after the 10th anniversary. So
she's amazing to have as a friend, too. I just want to put this out there. I still remember the first time that I met you.
Like, I was thinking about that when we were...
I just thought it right now. I'm like, Pastor introduced us. Pastor Josh introduced us. And we both had kind of the same birth story. It was instant connection.
Yep.
Like, I never felt with Heather that I could never be her friend. Like, there was no weirdness. There was no tension. She's like open arms, just like how Jesus would be. So
thank you for being more like Jesus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's my goal. Right? Sometimes I don't feel like that happens very often, but that's my goal.
Girl, you're doing amazing things.
Thank you.
And then how long have you been with Inspire, and why did you join Inspire?
Officially, I don't know that I officially join Inspire. Like, I've always gone to the ladies events because I like to be where things are happening.
That's right.
And I like to be where the people are. Yeah. I feel like I should
enter in Little Mermaid.
Yes. Yes. And then just like volunteering when they needed things for, I worked full time when I first started, going to church here. So there were a lot of times that I couldn't do things because of work, but anytime I could volunteer for things, I would. So I guess since I started coming.
That's amazing. Now I know that God calls us to have friendships through fellowship, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then what are some ways that you think that you create your friendship through fellowship?
Well, I'm different than most people. I'm an extroverted extrovert, like I said before. And so, it's very easy for me to walk up to somebody and be like, you're gonna, oh, so one of my favorite quotes is, a stranger is just a friend I haven't met yet.
I really believe that. That's perfect for you.
Yes. And, you know, I understand that not everybody has that personality and not everybody has that gift. So what we're trying to do with the Inspire Fellowship events is give people a place to come and meet other people that are already there, you know? So like, if you're lonely, go to an event.
Yeah.
This is my thing. Like, this is what we want to do. And we're trying to do a lot of different events so that people, because everybody has different likes and dislikes, but I'm going to encourage you to try different things and show up And if you feel like you don't know anybody, come talk to me. I will be your one friend there. I feel like we as women put so much on us, like people aren't going to like me. And we tell ourselves all these untruths. But the fact of the matter is the Bible says you have to, in order to have friends, you have to be friendly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And if you sit at home in your home with your family and complain about not having friends, you're not going to find your friends at your house. Right. Unless you invite them. Right. but I mean, like, there has to be, you don't have to be like me, but there has to be some element of putting yourself out there to meet other people. And that's what we're trying to create with the Inspire Fellowship events. Fellowship events are strictly for coming together and having a place to meet other people. And for you to bring your friend with you, you know, like if you don't want to go by yourself, find a friend to come with you. And they don't have to go to our church necessarily in order to come.
That's amazing. I love that.
Well, another thing too, I feel like one of Satan's biggest
tricks
tricks of the trade. One of his most powerful tools. Is to keep us by ourselves.
Yes.
The Bible is very clear that we need each other. And that doesn't mean just our family. Because men just don't understand women. They don't. No matter how awesome they are, there's just things that God did not create them to be women. And there's women need certain things from other women. And our pastor said it a couple weeks ago in his sermon when he was talking about his board. Counselors.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that struck me too, because it's not just counselors that we need like that. We need friends like that.
Yes.
Because every friendship you have, even if you have a best friend, that best friend, just like your husband, cannot be everyone for you.
That's right.
That's why you need other people. Like, I know you and Kyla are best friends.
Right.
And that's awesome.
Yep.
But Kyla cannot be everything that God wants you to learn.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Ashley cannot be everything that God wants you to learn, Kyla.
Yeah.
That's why you need other people. And the more people that you can bring in, the more everybody has a different story. So they're going to bring
That's more diverse.
Yeah.
Too.
Yep. They bring different experiences, different counsel, different cultures, like all kinds of things. And it's really important to have that in your life. And again, for all of you introverts that feel like, I can't handle that. You don't have to have 20 people.
Right.
Yeah. Two just or a three few good people.
A few good people. And God will bring those people to you.
That's right.
Exactly. Especially if you walk in the way he wants you to walk. You're in your scriptures. Start with a small group. A small group is a great place to start, where you can easily be introverted just a little bit, just to kind of get a feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly open up to people that you can then start to trust. You can meet people there. Yep. It's another great way to fellowship also.
And one thing with small groups too, if you don't feel like that's a small group, you can find a different one.
Yes, right. Move
around. Like you're not, if you go to one small group, you're not stuck there forever.
Right.
You know, it's just like different people go to different churches, right? Like God has different things for everybody. Small groups are the same way because they're just like little churches.
And they're opportunities for you to get to know other people too, which is really nice.
Fellowship.
Yes. And God always opens up more opportunity through more fellowship.
Yes.
And I just want to throw this out there that I encourage you that if you're a non-believer, that you do find a small group or a church. Well, first of all, find church and find Jesus. And then after that, find that small group that are Christ-like-minded people because they're the ones that are going to uplift you. Those are the ones that are going to pray for you when you need it. I mean, if there's a couple people there that, you know, even like gossip about you, there's going to be like 17 more that are praying for you.
Yeah.
So don't get discouraged. And if you don't feel, just like the lady said, if you don't feel like this is the group for you, there's other groups and you will find your tribe, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might take a while.
Yeah.
I mean, just like anything else.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Of course.
I love my people
out there.
Yep.
Yes. I love my people. I love the Inspire Tribe. It's amazing. You guys have to check it out. Something I actually wanted to tack on to that, because I liked what you said about what Satan likes to do is he likes to trick us. I was speaking to someone the other day, and she was talking about fellowship. And I told her, and she was feeling this like large guilt for some reason. And I told her, don't let Satan's guilt hold you from mm-hmm. Christ's purpose.
Amen.
Ooh, that's good. And on that note too, if you're a new believer or mm-hmm. you're a seeker, your old friends are going to be watching you, but they may not serve you well in the direction that you're going. Because now that you've accepted Christ, you're going a different direction. So you need to surround yourself with the people that are going the same direction as you. That doesn't mean you cut people off necessarily, although that might be a necessity too. If you're new to church, come meet the people mm-hmm. that can feed into your belief system and raise your kids around people that believe the same as you. Right. You know, and again, like sometimes that can't be avoided, but you want the majority of your time to be spent with people who want to bring you to Jesus.
That's right.
Or point you to Jesus.
Yep. And I know that we have some things coming up. So would you like to talk about that?
I'm really excited about our first fellowship event is April 13th. It's a Choose Your Adventure event.
Ooh. That's going to be exciting.
Did you guys ever read the Choose Your Adventure books when you were little?
No.
What?
I didn't know there was a book.
I read Magic Treehouse and like some like Nancy Drew books and stuff.
I read Dr. Seuss. That too.
There were books when I was younger. They would get to a certain point in the book and then they would say, choose your adventure. If you want X, Y, Z, then go to page
32. Yes. Okay, yes.
If you want to choose this, then you go to page 54 and then you finish the rest of the book. So you get actually two different endings because you get to choose your adventure.
That's so cool. I actually have those for the boys actually, and I have read them.
So anyways, the event is going to be three different activities. Awesome. At different times. So it's possible that you could do more than one, but we really encourage you to choose one adventure. The first one is painting with Judith. They're going to do watercolor painting. And she has two different options for that. So you get to choose there as well. And all of the details for this will be on the Ladies Inspire website. And then the second adventure is build your own bouquet with me. And that's where we all bring flowers and then build our own bouquets from the flowers that everybody brings. I've done this 3 times now and it's been a big hit every
That's
time.
Awesome.
You don't have to know how to arrange flowers to
That's
do that.
Me.
I can help you. We're trying to get one who or a lady who does it professionally to come and professionally teach us, but if she can't make it, then I will be it.
You're professional.
I'm an amateur. But I think they look good. So
they do.
I believe is what they call those. A connoisseur.
Or an entrepreneur. With
there
the
you
flowers,
go.
Right?
I don't know. Have to sell them.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
Okay. I like connoisseur.
Anyways, so then the third one is if you want to be a little more challenged and you like logic and puzzles, you can do an escapology room.
That would be me.
Go.
We tried that once.
How'd that go?
It didn't because apparently several of the pieces were busted in the escape room.
Whoops.
And we were not aware of that. Oh. But we were told after, so we could have won.
I'm going to assume that you would have won if they weren't broken.
Well, yes, you know how competitive we are. Very competitive.
Just a little bit.
We have a problem. We need to seek counsel.
We need wise, godly counsel for
That's
that.
That's right.
Oh, well, we do have a couple of other options.
Oh, tell us.
A couple of other things coming up. So that's on April 13th. That's the big one. The spots are limited, and it's for 18-year-olds and older this time.
Okay.
Because spots are limited. But we are going to try to do more fellowship that, like, teen girls can come to. So
that's
awesome. We're trying to do a wide variety of things. But then the other one that is on the calendar is a game night.
Ooh, I love game nights, especially when I'm competitive.
We might need to have some counseling. But that would be on June 4th, so mark your calendars. And it's no fuss, no muss. Just come, bring your games, bring a snack if you want, and just get together and play whatever games are your favorite. You know what one of my favorite games is?
What?
Mad Gab.
Oh, I love Mad Gab.
Yeah.
I haven't played that in so long.
Well, we should play it because I've never played it.
Or Scattergories. Have you guys played Scattergories?
I like Scattergories too.
Oh, just don't play that one game that I don't know how to play. It's like you put the pieces and you have to
spell stuff. Well, I can't
Scrabble?
Yeah, I can't spell past cat, so.
I have a super large Scrabble board I'm going to bring in.
No,
it's
you're
on a
not.
Spinny.
No, you're
well,
not.
You don't have to play it. With her.
But I'll put it at the table so people can enjoy the extra large pieces.
You know what? We need some, like, growing room in our friendship, so I can play over here and you can play over there.
We are going to have to because we're way too competitive. There can't be two competitive people at one table.
Yes.
It just won't work.
What's your goal with the Inspire Ladies Fellowship?
So our goal really is to, like, we're going to have these big church-wide fellowship opportunities, but our goal is really to connect on every level. So if you are doing something that you think other people might like, so I was thinking about this morning. Well, I'm going to start doing park play dates when the weather gets nice enough that I want to be outside at least once a month. I'm going to try to do them more often than that because I have a 3-year-old and she loves going to the park. And so that's something where you can go and it again, it's like no stress, no, yeah. Like just show up.
Right.
If you're late, it's no big deal. If your kids can't handle it that day, you have to leave early. It's no big deal. And you guys know this because you've walked with me many times.
And I've had to leave.
Me too.
Yes. Or things like going to the Springs Preserve. The butterfly exhibit is open from like March to May. And I know Ashley will not go with me to the butterfly exhibit.
I will. I
yes,
love it.
It's beautiful. But like even Springs Preserve, they have a toddler time, you know, so.
Fun fact about Springs Preserve. I think there's like a 6-pack or something. You use a family plan. It's like $60 for the year.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cheap if you wanted to go on that.
The 2 adults of the home plus 6 kids.
But they have toddler time where they do a craft and they tell a story. And so.
Now you've. Also, and I know this because I used to do it with you, you also have the walking thing that you're doing, right?
Well, everybody left me.
Well, see, it got cold.
It got cold, and half my friends moved to the other side of town, and one moved out to Pahrump, but Kiralee and I still walk, so if people wanted to walk with us, they are more than welcome.
And I know that you're very open to walking at other places, so we could just, like, once... you know, every 2 weeks, once a month or something, set something up to where it's some park or something around town. And then everybody could just meet up.
Not everybody lives that close to the church. So we're willing to go wherever.
And kids are invited.
And kids are invited. That's why we go to a park.
All right. And then we're going to go into the study of what it truly means in the Bible when you're talking about fellowship with friendship. And I know, Kyla, you have some Bible verses you would like to share.
Yeah, I actually have a Bible verse, and then I have an excerpt from excerpt. How do you say that? Excerpt.
Yeah,
excerpt.
That's the proper way.
Heather reads. Okay, I'm just saying.
I try to. Doesn't make me any more educated. All right. So this one is Philippians 2:5, and it says, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had," and that's very true when it comes to building relationships is we don't want to be, I think the largest thing that a lot of women come across is feeling like they're being judged or being a little judgmental. And it comes to a point of just accept them for who they are because they're just human, just like we are. And they're just trying to figure their quirks out just like we are. So it's just fellowship in that way, you know, and think of it like, okay, how would Christ want me to do? Always be encouraging. That's what we always tell our kids. Always be encouraging. If it's not encouraging, don't say it.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's going to be new ladies there that maybe not have accepted Christ, and you want to show them what Christ is.
Yeah. Yes.
And not, you know, who you are in yourself, because we're supposed to, you know, every day, you know, let our old past go and be like Christ, right?
Right.
And I know sometimes that's hard, you know.
It's really hard.
It's really hard.
That passage talks about how Christ took on the form of a servant. And I think if we would really focus on fellowshipping with others and reaching out to others, then all of those voids will be filled in ourselves because we're thinking of others rather than ourselves. And when we serve and love others, then that's when we get loved and served.
When she was speaking, how much like pride that Satan puts in, like I need to think about myself because I'm important too.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, if you are serving others, Christ will fill that for you.
Yep.
And you won't feel like nobody wants to hang out with me because everybody will want to hang out with you because, you know, you're being Christ-like and that's the kind of person that Christ wants us to be.
So this is an excerpt from the book and Ashley and I are reading through this right now. It's by Pat Layton. It's called Life Unstuck.
so good.
It's an incredible book. And it just kind of teaches how we can get unstuck from painful pasts, from things that hold us back from being in fellowship with not just Christ, but others as well. And there are just a few little snippets in here. Like, one is really good. You are never alone, even when being vulnerable with others.
Ooh.
Which is true. You have to understand how to be vulnerable. And being vulnerable is just opening up and being a little uncomfortable. And sometimes you have to get uncomfortable to be comfortable over time.
Yeah. The other thing with vulnerability is when you are vulnerable, it opens other people to be vulnerable with you.
Agreed. And I love that, too, is when God... You think you're alone in your trials, but what God is doing for you is giving you that opportunity to share it with others so others don't feel alone in their struggles.
So in this book also, it mentions, this is really good. I'm just going to read the whole thing. He is there. He is and desires to be your constant companion. He wants to fill your life with others who understand that kind of love. Two can stand back to back and conquer. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
And yep. I think that's what, I mean, I've done that that's with perfect. You several times, but I think I've done that with you too. You guys are part of my
tribe.
Yeah, you're my tribe. And I love that. I also want to say that if you're getting comfortable, God doesn't want you to be comfortable, and he will put you in situations where you're not comfortable.
Yes. God uses everything to refine us. And one of the verses that I looked up, Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend, and our woman sharpens the countenance of her friend. Like, you may already have your people. Like I said, I know you guys are best friends, but that doesn't mean that you don't need more people.
That's right.
You know, and there's always opportunity. So, you know, maybe it's that you're like, okay, I have my friendship that I can, this one I can be comfortable with, but this friendship is going to be a little more outside of my comfort zone, but God has a purpose for that. And maybe God wants me in their life to encourage them, or maybe God's put them in my life to encourage me in a different way than my friends that I have already. And again, like, not everybody's going to be friends with everybody. That's just life. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But if you are looking for friends, this is the place to be. And we will be your friends.
That's right. Yes. I'm so excited for Heather to be on our podcast. It's been a delight. You're an amazing person.
Thank you.
You're one who I love and adore. And she's a part of my table. And you can't have her. No, I'm just kidding. She's here for everybody. But yeah, so we're grateful and thankful for the opportunity again to be able to do this podcast, not only with you, but the viewers as well. I hope you guys like and subscribe. I hope you guys go on fireladies.com.
There you go.
And I hope that you look up the events, and I hope that you come because it's going to be amazing.
No, not, we don't hope that you come. You're going to come.
Oh, there
you go. Because you want
You're
friends.
Being told.
You, and you don't want to be lonely.
Yes. Yes, and you're voluntold.
And there's room for you.
That's
and
right.
bring a friend.
Yes. Bring all your friends, but make sure you sign up early.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Thank
well, thanks for joining.
Me.
Yes,
Thank
of course.
You so
thanks.
Much.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so grateful and thankful that you have chosen to either listen to us on the podcast or visit us via YouTube channel.
Don't forget to check out inspireladies.com, and we will see you on Sunday.
Have a blessed day.